Okay, welcome to Tiny Tidal Waves on a Tuesday night. It is the 3rd of September. My name is Kane, and we're on Raglan Community Radio, in case you didn't know. Tonight, oh man, I have something so special for you. Prepare yourself. this is not for the faint of heart. I was thinking that this week I would do a show on mathcore. One of my favorite musical genres. And then I thought, okay, who would be the first band that I would put on a mathcore playlist? And of course, it's Dillinger Escape Plan. And then I didn't get any further than that. So tonight, we're just going to be listening to Dillinger Escape Plan. I know. It's very exciting. We're going to start it up with Milk Lizard. Yeah, if you're not into really crazy screamy things, maybe now is the time to broaden your horizons and listen to Dillinger Escape Plan.
Don't say it.
Oh, yes. That was Paranoia Shields from the album One of Us is the Killer. We're listening to Dillinger Escape Plan tonight. And before that, you heard Milk Lizard off of their album Ire Works. That last tune just reminds me how much Billy Reimer is a major influence for me on the drums. Unfortunately, I don't play music anything like metalcore or mathcore, so I'm not sure how that really works out, if it works out well for me or not. But he's fantastic. What a drummer. What a band. Dillinger Escape Plan is an American, they say metalcore band, but I'm thinking more mathcore band. They formed in 1997 in New Jersey. There was a bunch of people in it. Ben Weinman was really the founding member with Chris Penny. There's a couple of other dudes in it who left. Final lineup included Liam Wilson on the bass, Greg Pucciato, let's just call him Greg, as lead vocalist, and Billy Reimer on the drums. We're gonna learn a little bit about them. Why not? They released 6 studio albums. The first album was Calculating Infinity in 1999, and that achieved cult status, selling 100,000 copies. So we're not talking about a gigantic band here, but anyone who knows heavy music knows who Dillinger is. Their last album was in 2016. It was called Dissociation. We're going to hear some songs off it tonight. Are we going to hear anything off Calculating Infinity? Ooh, nothing on the playlist. I'm playing a playlist that I have made a while ago. It's called Dillinger Escape Plan Sing-Alongs. So maybe you probably have to know the songs to be able to sing along to it. But it's songs that Dillinger do that have more of a melodic kind of chorus, I suppose. But in 2016, they announced that they would disband after their a full world tour. So they did a massive world tour, released a new album, and then broke up. They said at the time it was because they didn't believe that they could progress any further. They'd kind of achieved what they wanted to achieve with the band. And some would argue that their last album was the best. And I just want to say that that's one of my favorite things that a band can do, is form, change the world, make a bunch of records. They were together 20 years, and then reach a point and go, you know what? Nothing we do from this point on is going to be any better. Let's just call it, and the fans can appreciate our memory, and we're not going to tarnish our legacy. Like so many bands just continue on forever, you know, making the same old music. Anyway, let's get back to Dillinger. We'll get 2 more songs coming up before I talk again. And this song, oh man, it's off an album called Miss Machine. If you know, you know. Setting Fire to Sleeping Giants. First off, let me say, you look so tired. Rest your head and shut your eyes. Empty ambition blankets the sky. Think about another world. Tonight! I
Killing all me down to the bones. You'll find I'm never gonna take you back home. Well, there's so much you never told me. There's not much I wanna know. But you're pretty nice to just find a bit of stuff.
Fuel on reflectance of all these dreams.
Farewell Mona Lisa from the album Option Paralysis from the band Dillinger Escape Plan. My name is Kane, this is Tiny Tidal Waves. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio on Tuesday the 3rd of September. And tonight we're listening to Dillinger Escape Plan. It's a full Dillinger Escape Plan show. We're listening to all of their best sing-along hits. Sing-alongs being if you can sing along. Mainly to the chorus, if they've got some melodic stuff in the chorus. The verses are generally pretty shouty, but that's why we love them. So we've learned a little bit about Dillinger tonight, where they're from, when they were formed. Now, they've had a ton of members. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 members in 20 years. Only one of those members has maintained the entire slot. Ben Weinman. He's a bit of a prodigy, a bit of an incredible guitarist, a bit of a businessman. By all accounts, he's a bit of a character to work with because so many people end up leaving his band. But you can't deny his success. Now, they've made a bunch of records. Let's see. The next song we're going to play is off an album called One of Us is the Killer. Personal story time. In London, and maybe in 2012, I suppose, there was something called the Kerrang Golden God Awards, and we got free tickets for some reason, and I went along with a friend, and Dillinger Escape Plan were playing, and I didn't know anything about, well, I knew who they were, but I didn't really listen to them or know anything about them, and they played this next song, One of Us is the Killer. And they also played Prancer, which we're not going to hear tonight because it's very screamy. And I was absolutely hooked. They blew me away. Something that maybe we'll talk about in a second is their incredible live show, frequently injuring themselves on stage. In fact, that's the reason why a couple of members left, is because they hurt themselves too badly and didn't get back on stage. One guy never played guitar again. So this is the kind of band that we're dealing with. This song is called One of Us is the Killer. Thank you. Black Bubblegum from the album Ironworks from Dillinger Escape Plan. Before that was One of Us is the Killer from the album of the same name, Dillinger Escape Plan. That's what we're doing tonight. I'm loving it. Hope you're loving it. So yeah, they're renowned as a pretty incredible live band. There's one famous video of them playing in a record store. Big record store, you know, United States kind of record store. Huge stage. And they're going crazy, doing flips off the stage. It's all pretty chaotic. There is one story, which I guess is the best Dillinger Escape Plan story. Reading Festival. Let me just have a quick look. I don't want to like make stuff up. Reading Festival. I shouldn't have done this on air. 2002. Dillinger Escape Plan's performance made national United Kingdom headlines after vocalist Greg Picciotto defecated in full view on stage, put it into a bag, and threw it into the crowd before smearing the rest onto himself. Wait. What did he say? What did he say? There's a quote, but it ended. Okay, I'm going to find it. You won't find out what he says until after this next song, which was called Unretrified from the album Miss Machine. Unretrified from Dillinger Escape Plan from their album Miss Machine. What a tune. And just before I played that, I was talking about their live performances and about an incident that happened at Reading Festival in 2002. Now, I just want to read you some stuff about their live shows. They're pretty crazy. They're quite unique. And they've taken a lot of inspiration from hardcore punk. So here's what we have on their stage performances on Wiki. They're noted for their reckless, chaotic live shows. While playing, some band members will climb up and leap off parts of the stage, bounce off walls, dive into mosh pits, and destroy their own gear. Over time, they incorporated samples, a light show, and other elements. Ooh. The original singer would breathe fire. But the turning point was with the new vocalist, Greg Pisciato, whose imposing body and destructive antics, coupled with his vocal expertise, made him the perfect physical embodiment of the Dillinger Escape Plan's music. He was blowing fire. He used to began to run violently from the stage on top of the crowd. That's called head stomping, when you run off the stage and just run across people's heads. Pretty dangerous stuff there. Initially, the band had a pirate ship mentality, which involved several destructive acts, but they stopped performing some of these after receiving various lawsuits and the concerts causing band members both direct and cumulative injuries, leading to the dissolution of many of the departure of some of the members. Their physical performances were improvised, and despite the aggressive nature of their shows, they just, quote, just wanted to be as pure and in the moment as possible vocally and physically, end quote. Angry dudes doing angry stuff. Reading controversy. At the 2002 edition of the prestigious Reading Festival, the Dillinger Escape Plan's performance made national United Kingdom headlines after vocalist Greg Pisciato defecated in full view on stage, put it into a bag, and threw it into the crowd before smearing the rest onto himself, proclaiming, quote, "This is a bag of shit. I just wanted to show you this so you'll recognize it later on throughout the day," end quote. He was referring to the quality of some bands he felt were appearing that day of the festival, particularly Puddle of Mud. Remember them? The act nearly got the band banned from the UK for violation of public decency laws. But despite this, they didn't get banned. Despite this, the band set was one of the highest reviewed of the entire festival that year and included in a list of the top 100 Reading or Leeds performances of the decade. And Pisciato later commented on the act, this is many years later, in 2016, saying that this is the most interesting part, I think. He says, "There was no way in hell that I thought we were ever going to make a living doing this, or that in 14 years I would still be having conversations as Greg from Dillinger Escape Plan. I just thought this was a ball of fire that's going to implode or it's got a shelf life. There's no way this can continue. So when we would get asked to play something like that, in my head I was like, well, this is never going to happen again. When am I ever going to play a festival with bands I don't like? That was kind of the other thing. That was the first time we'd ever played with bands we don't like. We'd never been exposed to some like mass thing where you're playing with a band like Puddle of Mud or whoever it was at the time who made me feel like, oh, I got to make some kind of statement. So it was kind of a combo of wanting to cause the biggest ruckus imaginable, since we're obviously never going to do this again. I might as well make sure that we're never allowed to do this again anyway." Pretty interesting stuff and pretty gutsy stuff and pretty disgusting stuff. But, you know, it's kind of what separates bands like this. Willingness to just really push the boat out and make a huge scene, make a huge impact, and do something really crazy. Okay, we know that they're crazy live. Here is a song from their last record. It's called Honeysuckle. It's off an album called Dissociation.
Yeah!
No, I'm not ready for the next song yet. We're going to talk about legacy. Now, Tiny Tidal Waves, which is what this show is about. Technically, I've said that it's about genres. You know, a subgenre that, you know, maybe kind of started out small or is lesser known and that actually had gigantic impact. And we've, you know, expanded it to include some albums, if there's a cool artist that's releasing an album, or artists themselves. I thought it was, you know, there was a little bit of me that was like, oh, really? You're just doing your favorite bands? But listen to this. This is the reason why Dillinger Escape Plan are appropriate for Tiny Tidal Waves, a show like this. This is a section called Legacy on their Wikipedia page. The Dillinger Escape Plan is often considered one of the most influential bands in extreme music circles since the late 1990s. The impact of their idiosyncratic style has been compared to other bands. We don't need to read all this stuff. Alex Lindham of Music Radar states that Dillinger Escape Plan are one of the few guitar bands of the past 25 years to make a total and radical break with the music of the past and forge a unique sound, spawning countless imitators and iterations and acolytes. Maximus Frank of Metal Sucks has remarked, "The Dillinger Escape Plan will be remembered as one of the greatest bands of all time, and possibly the greatest punk band ever, full stop." Drowned in Sound's Ben Potashnik declared in 2007 that Dillinger is one of the few bands to have emerged from small, insular, resolutely non-mainstream scenes, and at the same time managed to reach well further than one might reasonably think possible. Now, if that is not a Tiny Tidal Wave, I don't know what is. In 2017, Dillinger were honored at the Association of Independent Music Awards, receiving the Outstanding Contribution to Music Prize at the ceremony in London. The judge and Metal Hammer editor Merlin Alderslade said, "The Dillinger Escape Plan aren't only one of the most influential heavy bands of the last 20 years, but one of the single most important forces to ever grace our scene. From their genre-shredding albums that have gone on to inspire legions of bands to their now legendary live shows, they have trailblazed their way through an incredible career that has united alternative music fans from all walks of life." Wow. Okay, so they rule. They're the best. We love them. And we've probably got time for, I'm going to say two more songs. We're going to go ever so slightly late. I won't talk again. This has been Tiny Tidal Waves. My name is Kane. Join me next week for something entirely different. This next song is called Understanding Decay from the album One of Us is the Killer. And then we're going to end it with a song called Wanting Not So Much As to Do from Dissociation. Enjoy your Tuesday. We'll be right back.
out how people naturally do when they're young and attempt to live, to feel weightless and free in the abyss. What you